From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says North Korea committed cyber vandalism by hacking Sony Entertainment, and he says Congress needs to pass cybersecurity legislation. Republicans are going further. Senator John McCain calls it a new form of warfare. Senator Lindsey Graham says it's an act of terrorism. But as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, the president isn't going that far.
Federal officials have already said North Korea was involved in the hack on Sony. And on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, President Obama was asked if he's considering moving North Korea back onto the U.S.'s list of state sponsors of terrorism. Obama didn't rule that out.
We've got very clear criteria as to what it means for a state to sponsor terrorism. And we don't make those judgments just based on the news of the day. We look systematically at what's been done. And based on those facts, we'll make those determinations in the future.
The president stopped short of calling the Sony hack an act of war. He said it's a very costly act of cyber vandalism. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Mr. Obama has called New York City Police Commissioner William Bratton today, offering assistance and expressing condolences for yesterday's killing of two police officers. Ishmael Brinsley shot the two officers at point-blank range while they sat in their patrol car in Brooklyn. He'd vowed online to shoot police in retaliation for the death of Eric Garner, who died after an NYPD officer put him in a chokehold. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said today her son's death is no excuse for violence.
I'm standing here in sorrow about losing those two police officers. That was definitely not our agenda. We are going in peace, and anyone who's standing with us, we want you to not use Eric Garner's name for violence, because we are not about that.
Michael Brown's family in Ferguson, Missouri, issued a statement saying attacks on law enforcement can't be tolerated. U.S. troops with a less than honorable discharge from the military may get a second chance to improve their record and get some veterans benefits. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports the military says it'll review cases where PTSD may have been involved.
In a class action suit this year, Vietnam veterans said the Pentagon had kicked out tens of thousands of troops for misconduct, even when battle trauma might have caused it. Now the Army Board for Correction of Military Records will give liberal consideration to vets with less than honorable discharges if they can show that PTSD was a factor. More than 100,000 troops were given less than honorable discharges in recent wars as well. So-called bad paper often makes it hard to get treatment for PTSD because it prevents troops from getting VA health benefits. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR. Tunisians went to the polls today to cast ballots in the final runoff for the country's first freely elected president. Voters chose between a former member of the previous regime and a former dissident who's led the country for several years since a popular uprising ousted the regime. The World Health Organization is issuing the latest assessment of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. WHO says out of more than 19,000 cases so far, 7,000 people have died of the disease. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
WHO says the new recorded deaths, sharply pushing up the total figure, are in Sierra Leone, where Ebola is spreading fastest. To try to contain the virus, Sierra Leone's government has clamped down on large public gatherings, banning celebrations over Christmas and New Year. But Liberia, which has seen a drop in new cases, went ahead with twice postponed elections for new senators on Saturday, despite a presidential order banning crowds in the capital, Monrovia. Guinea, where the Ebola outbreak started, also plans to prohibit public celebrations during the festive season. Aid workers trying to set up an Ebola transit center in the south of the country were chased away by a fearful crowd, accusing the health workers of bringing the virus to their community. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
Today brings the winter solstice. For those in the northern hemisphere, it's the shortest day and longest night of the year. Fairbanks, Alaska has fewer than 4 hours of daylight today. Miami, Florida will have 10.5. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR